Hello, hello, hello. Episode number 2, Bro Dose. Ohio Podcast.
How you doing?
I'm great.
I was like a little girl all week waiting to do this again. I was kept touching myself.
I kept touching yourself.
Vigorous touching.
Yes. Thank you, first and foremost, to everybody who either shared, liked, put up with our spamming of all of our shit throughout the week.
I feel like we got in touch with a lot of people this week.
And hopefully, you'll let us touch you.
And then if you tell me you listen to it, I'm going to ask you about it. So then you need to know, because then I'll know if you're lying. Because then I'll take my blade and I'll cut you if you lied about not listening.
He'll do it.
I've seen him.
All right. So this is episode number 2. We are going over Athens, Ohio today.
Is that in Mexico?
It is Athens, Ohio, Mexico.
Sometimes I feel like I live in Mexico.
Well,
I'm going to build the fucking wall.
Yeah. I can figure out a way to scale it. Pretty much the reason we want to go over Athens is it's pretty close to where we were at or where we're at. It's about
3 hours.
Three hours or so. Yeah. It's
a big party school.
Very, very big party school. We got the Ohio State University, which is our sports university. And then we have Ohio University, which is where you go to party and get drunk.
That's where they make ecstasy.
I've heard the same thing.
And date rape drugs.
And date rape drugs.
Which I've taken them, but I've never given
voluntarily?
Them.
Voluntarily?
Given them to a woman.
I've
never given them to a woman. So take and do what you want with that right there.
Well, I suppose that's good to know. I'm glad I don't have a...
You do. You walked out of the room for about 20 seconds. Like,
shit.
Yeah.
So I just polished off this beer.
If you hear a loud thud, it's Rob's... head. And if you hear skin smacking, that's me clapping for how wonderful the Bro Ohio podcast show is.
I'm drinking a rounding third since you asked.
I'm not drinking this time. I'm gonna try and do it sober. So if this is a lot worse, it's because I didn't drink this time. Last time I had the AIDS beer. I don't remember. I think it's probably still
I got 3 in the fridge.
Yeah. No, I'm
Mad Tree Brewing, sponsor us.
Is that one of those like really hard apple ciders?
No, this is a the red IPA.
Okay.
So, it'll put some hair on your balls.
We're also going to be talking about black-eyed children today.
Yes.
Or black-eyed kids or BEKs.
Black-eyed peas or...
yeah.
Furry.
Let's get it started in here. So, the thing about black-eyed kids are you don't want to encounter them, but we're going to go over all that.
We are. And I'm about to... Yep, yep. Opening up another one.
That's really fancy lids they have on those things.
Yeah. They're recycled.
The thing, when I was a
pretty
kid,
sweet.
There was like the, you know, how
the,
they...
The fish ones?
Yeah, and you killed dolphins and you threw them away.
The ones you killed dolphins in.
There's a fucking dolphin that would come to your house and give it back to you.
Let's listen to this goodness. Ah. Oh,
no.
That wasn't a canned sound effect. That was a real deal.
Nothing like an RC Cola. Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. God damn it, you said it for me.
My mom used to put Mountain Dew in my bottle as a kid.
Well,
she gave me the really hard nipples, though, so yeah. It made it okay. That's why my teeth aren't messed up now.
Hi, Mommy Alexander.
Yeah. So this week you were on a diet? You started a diet?
Oh, God. We started a few weeks ago.
Fell off the wagon.
Yeah, fell off the wagon as it usually happens. Then just decided to get back on.
What kind of stuff you eating?
Mostly vegetables, fruit, and chicken.
Does it hurt your asshole?
My asshole is in so much better shape.
Better shape?
Yeah, it's in better shape. I'll tell you what, I've been drinking a lot more water.
Oh, yeah.
As well. Trying to get down a gallon at least a day.
Damn.
Yeah, and I've been sleeping a lot better, which is awesome because I'm usually like sleeping like shit every night.
How many pee accidents have you had this week?
6. But I'm not counting.
It's just the thing with pee accidents this day is no one subscribes to newspapers anymore, so it's really hard to find something nice to put down to pee on.
Yeah, I just throw down my kids' clothes.
I went on a diet like 3 weeks ago for a week and I lost 20 pounds. It's just the multitude of shit I was putting in my body. So my body, like, when I finally started eating healthy stuff, it's like, oh my God, it started to fucking eat itself.
It goes into shock.
So then I went to Taco Bell one night, kind of late, and I blacked out. And ever since then, it's just been a roll. But I haven't gained any weight back.
Well.
So every time I get on the scale and it's still the same, I'm like, hey, I can just hop back on and keep on going. I didn't have like a, I came to a crossroad in my life this week. I was, so, the beginning of the week, my wife works and I stay home with the kids.
Good man.
And the older one, she goes to, you know, elementary school. And it, this week, it was really, really hot. Like, it was weird hot. It
sucked.
It, like, snuck up. Because when you're not ready for it, and it just sneaks up on you. It, even if it's 85 degrees, it still sucks.
Yep.
And I work in a, like, half my day, I work in a freezer. So it's, like, negative 15 degrees. And I go outside, and I just get the most aggressive swamp ass. I can't even explain it, but it was I don't know, Monday or Tuesday, and I was getting the kids ready to go pick up the oldest one from school,
right?
And I didn't realize how hot it was outside, so I didn't necessarily know how to dress for it. So I threw on my trusty jeans, because I have like the one pair of jeans that's just like
the ones,
it's the one,
yeah. They make your ass look all nice.
Yeah, and then I have this...
Yeah. No homo.
That's something I've dealt with pretty much my whole entire life.
That's a struggle.
If I had a dollar for every time I had a man over 60 just walk up and get a handful of my ass, hey, and buddy, balls.
Nice ass.
Hey, buddy, that's my fruit bowl. Not my ass.
That's my coin purse,
weirdo.
Buddy.
Yeah, but then I have like this Nike shirt. It's a red shirt. It's like my favorite shirt, but it's kind of... like a sticky material almost. It's
okay.
Like one of those dry fit.
Yeah.
It doesn't, it's supposed to wick the sweat.
Right.
But it turns my fucking back into a slip and slide.
Oh.
But I can usually wear it and be okay with it. But I wore it that day that the heat snuck up.
Mm.
And I got the kids out of the van and I was putting the little one in the car seat, and the middle one, she's a domestic terrorist, and she was running around screaming. And I'm like, hey, get back over here. Get. So I start to walk down the sidewalk to go to the school, and I look down. Well, first, I'm like, God, I felt like water running down my belly button.
Ooh, and I'm, deluge.
Right, I didn't know if something happened, like if there was like a leak somewhere. I didn't know. Like, I kind of got a fat face, so I wasn't sure if there's something, like, something sprung loose. But then I look down, and, like, I guess something... transformed in the past year. Now my breast sits slightly on top of my stomach, so it was like there was like an abundance of sweat right there in that tit crack.
Ooh.
And like I've heard women say before, like, oh my
I was gonna say the ladies can relate to the tit,
my
tit
tats
sweat.
Are sweating so bad right now.
Got some sweaty taters.
I gotta go wipe these puppies off. So I look down and I've got like crescent moons underneath my tits on my shirt, like like my belly's got two fucking eyebrows.
Like upset eyebrows are just pissed off at the world.
Yeah, and I just like stopped on the sidewalk and my daughter's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, Daddy just needs a second to think about what's going on right now. I don't know if it was a midlife crisis or not, but
that's not Mickey Mouse, that's tit dirt.
Right. And you couple that with like the anal gushing I had from like the jeans. And needless to say, I was not ready for the heat this week.
The Taco Bell, you got the rotten asshole from the Taco Bell. You got the sweat from the heat. You got the
that's labor intensive shit, moving the kids around, loading up car seats, getting them out, especially when you're wearing a sticky shirt and jeans.
And old men are grabbing your ass.
Right. No, I wish they always go a little low and just grab, you know, but
grabbing all the goodies.
That was very upsetting.
I would have been pretty bummed.
So then, naturally, I think the strategy for me, always tomorrow, you know? Tomorrow's the day.
Yes.
But my jeans fit a lot better, but I think, you know, I got a lot of meat going on, so that fat starting it gets saggy. I've got moobs, I guess.
Moobs, that's the best term I've ever. Got
really nice tits, though. I can still make him jiggle, though, like a professional wrestler.
Oh, yeah. Do the pec flex.
Yeah. I mean, I can't, like, make him bounce. I just kind of shake him like a Daytona stripper, but whatever works.
They just keep going like this.
But, you know, the thing is, I was really upset about this. I was kind of down on myself, but when I get down on myself like that, I just go on my eBay account and read my feedback, and I realize that there's people out there that think very highly of me, like prompt payment.
That's
fast service. My wife knows all about fast service.
Oh,
hey yo!
All right. Well, sweet little tangent there.
Right.
Anyways, we're going to well, before we begin, well, once again, thanks very, very much for right. anybody that's liked any of our social doodads.
We made the deal this week that anybody that shared any of our content, they're going to get a shout out, and we decided we're going to wait till the end of the show for the shout out, so then you people have to sit here and listen.
You have to wait to see if we call your name.
Because we're going
to
pretend like you don't know what a fast forward button is, but you should stay and listen for the entire show.
Yeah, exactly, because that's very, very nice.
But the thing is, we have about 30 or so names here. If you did share it, but you didn't share it publicly, then I couldn't track you down. So if you shared it and you were ashamed of us, well, go fuck yourself.
I still love you, but go fuck yourself.
Right, maybe you did it by accident, but just fix it, okay? Don't let it happen again.
Yeah, we're not mad. Right. We're just disappointed.
But I will start off with a shout-out to a, let's call them a sister podcast.
Yes.
Color Me Dead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. We've been talking to you off and on for the past week.
I did catch their episode while I was working this week.
You're right.
And it was called The Hi-Fi Murders, and it was really, really terrible, exceptionally terrible. There's a part, you guys, they're on iTunes, they're everywhere we are.
Now too, yes.
Yeah, we're on all iTunes. Platforms. Yeah, everything. I did a Google search of us, we're everywhere.
Right, we're like herpes.
Yeah, back to Color Me Dead, they covered the Hi-Fi Murders. They covered true crime. There, at one point, there's a guy that gets a fucking pen, like an ink pen, stuck in his ear, and someone kicks it into the side of his skull and to try and kill him, but it just goes out the back of his neck. It doesn't kill him. But before that, they made some like girl drink Drano, and they're like, all right, you die right now and you drink this shit. But it didn't. She like hung out for a while, like, oh my god, this fucking hurts. But it's a really good show.
Check them out. Subscribe to them.
Even if it wasn't a good show, I would still say it was good because one of their husbands looks like a mutant Bigfoot Viking.
And they shared our shit and got Adam Carolla to like it.
Yeah. And then the other husband, he looks like George Clooney and Wolverine made a baby. So I'm not trying to deal with either one of those fuckers.
That's a fucking sexy hunk of meat right there.
Nice guys. I think I talked to one of them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
He was like, you know, he hit me up. He's like, I know I'm married, but What do you think as far as like being in the guys and stuff? And I'm like, this is all made up.
Sweet,
right? I made up this entire story.
We did talk about Harry Potter for a while though, while you were asleep, which was pretty sweet. Anyways, thank you again.
Yep. And wait till the end of the show to get your proper shout out from the Brohio Podcast Show.
Yeah, fuckers. All right. So, starting with Athens here.
Turn the page here.
The reason. I wanted to do Athens, like I said, because it's pretty close to us. It is one of the most haunted places in the world. And there's a lot of cool stories that come out of the whole area. Ohio University, the first place I ever remember seeing them was on the Fox show Scariest Places on Earth.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it had the one creepy bitch that would just talk over, like, they would do the dialogue, and she had the super like creepy voice.
Judge Judy.
Rosie O'Donnell. Did we talk about Rosie O'Donnell the first episode?
Yeah, some guy posted on our Facebook. He's like, you had too many stupid fucking inside jokes, but I deleted his comment.
Inside jokes.
Yeah. So maybe we'll just try not to do any inside jokes.
Let's just do some outside jokes.
Hold on. Open that door.
Hey, you fucking kids. But yeah, and then what's her name, the woman that played the girl on The Exorcist, Linda Ooh. Blair.
Yeah,
she was the host of the show. Anyways, that they did the whole they went through the ghost hunt. They had to walk through the university, and like I watched a lot of those clips again to kind of get myself ready for the show. And it's so fucking good.
Yeah, like the thing is with Athens, there's just it is never ending. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of shit.
As far as the eye can see, there's people like, I see shit, man.
Dead bodies everywhere.
Yeah, and I did share a picture of a body that...
We will definitely get into that. That's one of the coolest stories.
I shared that without asking you.
That's awesome. Okay. That's cool. Well, going back into the whole area itself, the British Society for Psychical Research named Athens the 13th most haunted place on Earth, which is pretty cool. That's a cool little claim to fame there.
That's up there.
And the 13th. That's a pretty
in the
cool
entire
number.
World.
Yeah. Going like the main thing whenever you look it up, you'll see a lot of stuff about, you know, they have the main things are like they have five main cemeteries that surround Ohio University. And when you plot these five cemeteries out on a map, they form a pentagram with the university directly in the center.
Which a pentagram is
a satanic occult symbol
for
yeah.
Wicca.
You know, the star with the circle around it.
I remember all the kids in school would wear them on their necklaces.
With their coal chamber shirts.
Yeah, and they're like, I worship the devil. And I'm, you know, I can't argue with you, buddy. It's do what you do.
Oh, kids, I love it.
Beat my meat before bed. You worship the devil, that's what I do.
I spit in my hand and jerk off. I'm not judging.
Just, yeah, don't use shampoo. Mom had to come in and help me that night. Hose me off.
Yeah, they have you have the pentagram, the cemetery, or the pentagram of cemeteries, and in the middle is the West Green part of the university, which is, you know, believed to be severely haunted, and it's also rumored to have been built on a Indian burial ground.
That's pretty cliche.
It's very, very cliche. What's what I thought was one of the funny things about the show, The Scariest Places on Earth, you have this student who's walking people through doing the ghost like research shit with them, like the tour guide or whatever. And he's like, kneel down on the ground. Feel the grass.
Put your ear on the ground. Like,
you are now touching Indian burial ground.
God.
You see the girls are like, ew.
No.
No, fuck this. I didn't sign up for this shit.
God, man.
But
you that's the thing about Indians is they're nothing to fuck with, man.
Man, fuck.
They're so, like, spiritually in touch with just different shit.
If you ever want to work at a casino, you have to befriend one.
John Redcorn, that's the name. I know, that was the Indian from King of the Hill. I definitely don't know him.
That'd be pretty sweet, though. Right.
Everyone you talk to is like, I'm a quarter. I'm 16th Cherokee.
Well, yeah, goddamn, boom, Howard, man.
We all probably have a little bit of Indian in us, I would have to think.
I have one in me right now.
Mm.
Oh, shit.
Mm. What's his name? Little Big Cum.
I was struggling to find a funny name there. You beat me to it.
Got you covered.
That's where we click here. But... the West Green part of the university is one of the coolest parts of the university because it has Wilson Hall. Wilson Hall holds the famous room 428. This room is supposedly one of the most haunted rooms that they had. It was shut down. It was turned into a boiler room.
They closed it?
They closed it down. To do all the stories, everything that's appeared to be happening within that room.
Jesus.
So supposedly it all started in the 70s, where there was a student, and there's not a lot of information on it. There was a student. They didn't even, some reports say it was a male, some reports say it was a female, and all that they've agreed on is that there's a room 428. Someone mysteriously died. Ever since then, the room had been haunted. They don't say how the student died or whether for sure definitively if it was a male or female. Well, there's not a lot of info.
In my
about
brief
it,
reading, I read that the amount of suicides in that school is just kind of...
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of...
It's crazy.
Overwhelming.
There's a lot of reports of during the nighttime, which is really fucking weird, where you'll hear marbles. Marbles rolling like on the floor, or like when you're in your room, you'll hear marbles like on the floor above you.
Yeah.
Some fucking kid just up there playing with marbles and pogs.
It's an Indian that took marbles in on a trade It has to be.
They're just playing jacks up there, like fucking, yeah. Oh, threesies.
Yeah, they're just like, I wish all these damn kids would move out of here.
I just want to get this fucking game over with. I've been playing this for a fucking century. But yeah, this student died. Like I said, the students reported the marbles. That was a big thing. Another big thing was the rooms, like doors of the rooms that were opening and closing on their own.
See, I can't handle that shit. That'd be so
bad. Yeah, right.
Unnerving. Things
were hovering. Like, can you walk in your room and just imagine like your Playboys hovering in the room?
Listen, man, I have to walk through the house when it's dark. I get scared.
Oh my God.
It doesn't even. I'm a grown man and I will fight.
Yeah.
I will fight everyone, but I can't handle ghosts, man.
Right. We'll get into hopefully in a couple more episodes a lot more ghost stories, because they're so fascinating. I truly believe in ghosts, so this is another reason why I wanted to go into this, because it's something semi-local to us and it has such a cool history. But you have, yeah, like, you have the stuff floating. You have mysterious voices. There's the main one of the doors has the demonic face in the wood grain, which very well is probably a coincidence, but it's pretty fucking cool regardless.
Yeah, I want that door.
Yeah, I'll put it up in my house on my kids' room so it scares the shit out of them while they're sleeping.
They would probably feed off of it and just get stronger. And
yeah, exactly. They'll just become bigger assholes.
He has brought us our king. We must kill him.
This room 428, after the student passed away mysteriously, there was another woman, a girl, I should say, who moved into the room, who was really into the occult.
good for her.
To put it mildly. You know, different strokes for different folks. She would use the power, the energy of the room to speak with the dead. So she was banana sandwich.
Could you imagine kept, like, asking this girl on a date and just showing up early? Like, come on.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to talk to Lucifer. Have a seat for a second.
Oh, okay.
All right. Peace the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly. It's total turn off.
Right. And you have to assume someone, I mean, methamphetamines is the only thing you can chalk that up to. Was that a thing in the 70s? It was peyote.
Peyote. Smack.
Yeah.
This is just all bad words for drugs.
People just don't get me.
I just want some hash. But this she would go and she would use the power of the room. She would talk to the dead. You know, she would just use it as pretty much just a ritual because of the death beforehand. So there was the energy already there. You know, one night she tried to use the room for astral projection.
What?
Astral projection. That is the fucking coolest word. Pretty much, she's...
Is that like a really bad rug burn or something?
That was, it's like a bad metal band name.
We are astral projection!
She would try to make her, like... the human spirits were like, she tried to make her spirit leave the body.
Oh no.
And travel to locations on its own is essentially what astral projection is.
I'm cool on that, bro.
Well, she violently died.
Okay.
Some, you know, that's another fishy situation where not a lot of people will, you know, say exactly how she died. Some say she cut her wrists. But people kind of, you know, the lore of the room goes along with, you know, she was trying to do this astral projection and sometime shortly after she died.
Serves that bitch right.
Yeah, exactly. What
you can't go summoning, you can't go summoning demons and shit, you know?
Get your fucking education.
Yeah.
Party your fucking ass
off. Mom and dad are paying $30,000 a year for you to go to school and sit around candles.
Not talk to Hitler.
Try to bring Elvis back.
Try to bring Elvis back.
Jesus. You're supposed to be out there chugging beers and walking around barefooted on the front lawn.
Andy Kaufman doesn't give a fuck about your education.
Right.
you ain't bringing him back. well, after this death, that's when they shut down the room. Now, I haven't... This is according to the Scariest Places on Earth show. They also said that during this time, she used blood, her own blood or some other type of blood, to write symbols, draw symbols all over the walls.
Oh, God.
Now, they could not get rid of these fucking symbols. They painted over it. The symbols would shine, would come through the paint. Now,
God damn it.
Can you just imagine sitting there trying to sleep and I Love Satan just pops through you?
Well,
you're like, God damn it, not again.
See you later.
This is the sixth time this week.
Yeah.
So they shut the room down.
Just burn it.
They keep painting over it. Nothing happens. So eventually they just rip the fucking wall out, naturally, turn the room into a broiler room, and that's it. Mm. Pretty cool story. That's the most popular story you're going
to
get on.
I wonder, like, to this day, if it's still like I wouldn't say a tourist attraction, but if it's something that the kids on the campus seek out, like.
I would assume, I would.
Yeah.
If I was there.
I'm all about going to haunted places and whatnot.
Absolutely.
I would definitely seek that out.
Yeah. It's.
I would not wear underwear either.
Oh, God, no.
Because I would ruin them. I just want to check out the wall.
Right. Well, it's not there anymore, unfortunately, which is kind of a bummer because that very well could be hearsay, which.
We definitely couldn't pass as college kids. We'd get the police called immediately if we went on a college
kid. Yeah, some creepy guys are over here trying to look in girls' dorm rooms.
Yeah.
No, just 428.
Hi, I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. Have a seat for me. Why does this duffel bag have gerbils and Mountain Dew and condoms in it?
I was just trying to. I was trying to tell her about the Lord, and I just wanted to talk to her.
I just want to fit in. That's all I want. The next place, which, is probably one of the most common things you'll read about, is the insane asylum. The Ridges.
I read it. This one intrigued me very much, and this, I read about it.
Yeah, if you came to our page recently, just like what Nick was talking about earlier, you'd see the picture of the gooey stain of the body on the floor. We'll get into that. That's a really cool story. The Ridges was originally opened up back in 1874. Old as fuck. They opened it up. It originally was Athens Lunatic Asylum is what they called.
A lunatic asylum?
Lunatic asylum.
That is so not PC anymore.
It's really not, which is why they changed the name like 17 times. Yeah. They renamed it Athens Hospital for the Insane.
That's way better.
And then they changed it a couple other times, but it ended up coming back with the Athens Hospital for the Insane.
And now it's finally called the Nut House.
The Ridges is what it typically goes by now. This hospital, it was in operation from 1874 all the way to 1993. So it had a good little run. It was horribly overcrowded. It started normal. They overcrowded it. After realizing that, the staff realized that they could use the patients for workers, they turned it into a for-profit organization.
Yeah.
So you would have people bringing their fucking dad here and be like, yeah, we don't want him anymore. Take this money.
Take him.
And they're like, okay.
Either you can take him or we're going to put him down. It doesn't matter. It's your choice.
Exactly. It's like
taking an old dog to the river. You've been good, boy, but you gotta go.
You got a baby you don't want, so you leave it on the front porch of the fire department.
Yeah.
And just fucking haul ass.
Now they do like the air conditioned and heated boxes at the fire department. You think luxury. We could fit your kids in the box?
Let's go.
If you hear any banshee screaming, that I can confirm that is Rob's.
I'm surprised.
Children.
I'm surprised they've been this quiet so far.
I think they left. Are they gone?
I think they're dead.
They're fine.
Well, all right. I got three. I got enough to go.
Right.
Enough to go through.
The animal shelter's always open.
Exactly. By the 1950s, this building was at three times the capacity, the max capacity of what it should have been.
Why?
Because they were making money.
Yeah.
It turned into a money grab.
I read that the
nurses and doctors were horrible to the patients. They treated them like shit.
I mean, these people were all obviously suffering from serious mental health issues.
Right, right.
At a time when this was not, a mental health issue was not a thing, that you just had something wrong with you.
Yeah.
So these people, I'm sure, weren't properly trained and didn't have the right amount of patience as far as taking care of patients.
Yeah. And you had the big thing here was one of the things that whenever I was researching that I noticed was that they had the quote unquote Dr. Lobotomy.
Oh, God.
Which, that's the craziest name. This guy, he would travel the country, going to these places, performing, like, lobotomies, which, if you don't know what a lobotomy is, you're pretty much sticking an ice pick in through the top of someone's eyeball into their frontal lobe of their brain.
Stabbing
spinning,
it.
Spinning that shit around.
Doing a DQ blizzard to that shit. Serve it upside down or it's free, bitch.
Flurrying the shit out of that. they're grinding the frontal lobe, destroying it, and then you got yourself pretty much a meat,
like,
puppet.
There's like before and after interviews on YouTube of people getting lobotomies. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, how are you feeling? I feel like I'm gonna find out.
Yeah. This doctor would do up to 20 a day.
How do you even get to the point that you figure out that
20
this is
a day?
That this is a medical procedure. We've tried everything, so
let's just fuck his brain up.
Let's just try and stab his brains out real quick.
I'll just put a jackhammer in there.
I think he's better.
Yeah.
I think he's better.
I like him a lot more. Steve's a better guy.
God, man.
That frontal lobe was really fucking him up.
And then I read about, like, the severe outbreak of tuberculosis.
Yes. Yes. Tuberculosis was a huge thing. That was
that lasted into the 80s.
Yeah.
That could have got us.
So glad I didn't.
The bros are from the 80s.
86, 87.
87. Yeah.
Yep. So we're 90s kids.
Oh, through and through. 90s, early
2000s. Such a good time.
People.
Hey, and by the way, if you were born in 99, you're not a 90s kid. Fuck off with that shit.
No.
You don't know anything.
Stand up. Represent.
Yeah, you suck. No, I'm just I love you. If you're listening, I love you. Oh, I just heard gunshots.
Oh, my God.
Or thunder. I hope it was gunshots.
I'm really hoping it's gunshots. I'd love to catch some hot lead to the neck right now.
Oh, God, so good.
I'd be getting paid.
But, yeah, they would do lobotomies, shock treatment, all the shit that...
It's just like a science lab.
They're just experimenting. They're treating these people like they're raccoons, and they're trying to figure out where they got their rabies from. Yeah. the main patient, which is the stain that we got on the concrete.
Right. The stain. The picture of the stain that is on Instagram and our Facebook page.
Yes. I love that. Check out our stain.
Yeah.
This is a patient by the name of Margaret Schilling.
Poor Margaret.
Now, on December the 1st, 1979... This Mrs. Schilling here goes missing. Through what I've decided, or what I figured out, was hide and seek. They were playing hide and seek.
An exceptionally fucked up game of hide and go seek.
Yeah, and they lost her.
I do this shit to my kids all the time. They're like, I'm trying to watch a TV show, and they're like, play hide and seek with me.
Like, okay, I'll count.
And I'm like, go hide. And they're like, an hour later, like, are you going to come find me or not?
I'm
like,
hungry.
Yeah, one more quarter. And the game will be over. Yeah.
Are you still playing?
Like, yeah, I'm still counting.
When you come find me, will you bring a Lunchable?
53,908. But, yeah, she... they played hide and seek. They couldn't find her. They would... I don't. They just fucking dropped the damn ball. Like, I can't really say anything
probably,
else.
It was probably like the end of their shift. Like, I can't find her. I'm going home.
Yeah, and they were supposedly moving people to different asylums at this point in time. So I think they just chalked it up as, hey, she slipped through the cracks. She must have went over there.
She got her walking papers.
Yeah, exactly. She got out. So they make multiple shitty attempts to find her, but of course they weren't able to find her. Now, after this instance of her going missing, 42 days later.
And that's, ladies and gentlemen, how you get a stain.
That's that's how you get your license taken away. and a big juicy stain on the concrete floor. Her body was found. They found it in an abandoned locked ward for patients that they had infectious illnesses.
Great.
They would stick them in here. They would
lock the door and throw away the key.
Right, until they either
I do that
got
shit.
Better or would just die.
I do that to my kids also. Go in there.
You got diarrhea? Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, I don't want you shitting on my carpet. Dude,
I can't do a stomach bug. I physically, my body cannot stand it. I mean, it's just not happening.
Poop is the worst.
Yeah. But the maintenance worker found this girl. Yeah,
found her. Found her completely butt-ass naked.
Can you imagine? That had to have stunk. I mean, for...
Yeah, I mean...
Pretty good ways.
Like I said, they found her. They found her body laying in the floor. Her clothes... She was completely naked. Her clothes were neatly folded beside her.
Oh, God.
Right beside her body. They moved the body, and this is... I'm not exaggerating when I say this. This is how they described it. They said she left a gooey stain on the floor. So you have all these...
Peanut butter jelly time.
You have all these body secretions leaking out.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just pissing and shitting and sweating all over the place.
Well, I read that it was really cold when she died.
Yeah.
And that she probably had a stroke or a heart attack from the extreme cold.
Exactly. Which
I have heard in extreme instances of frostbite and people freezing to death, like one of the last phases of someone dying from that is they take all their clothes off because they start to experience like they're on fire. Like they're
right.
It's so hot. They just
It's like completely backwards of what you would think.
But at least Margaret took the time to fold her clothes.
Yeah. I mean, she'd gone missing. She got naked. She feels, you know, I might as well just leave a sweet fucking stain on the floor.
Oh, God.
Make sure everything else is neat and everything. And then go from there. Well, she also left her ghost.
Oh,
her ghost.
So here's my question.
Yes.
When you reach the pearly gates...
Oh, okay.
And they're letting people, and they're letting people in, and then they're like, "All right, last call, Troy Ritzko. Everyone in line, gotta go back down there for a little bit." So, how do you get picked to be a ghost opposed to going into the kingdom? You know,
that's a good question.
They're like, "All right, all you fuckers in the back,
you're fucked.
You gotta go down, tear some shit up."
You got to haunt some fuckers for a couple years.
And I've heard a lot. One of our shout outs is going to be Debbie Imes, our former science teacher.
Mrs. Imes.
Yeah, Mrs. Imes. She said that we are all energy, and that even though our physical being leaves the earth, our energy remains.
You know what? It's funny because my friend Sean was telling me last night about this doctor who I want to do some research on, who figured out that the human soul has a physical weight. This doctor figured this out.
Yeah, I've heard about this before.
Where he had the bodies laying on the table, had every bit of weight counted for pretty much, and then for right when they would take their last breath,
God,
3/10 of an ounce or 3 ounces or something, that would disappear from their weight. So we're talking it would have their weight
figuratively
down to,
and literally, that's some heavy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's some crazy shit. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the ghost that people tend to say that they see in the window of the Ridges. Looking out. There's been tons and tons and tons of sightings of this woman standing in the window. You can still go here to this day and you can still see the imprint of the body on the floor.
I wonder if that's something readily available to the public, because I would definitely
sign me up.
Love to see that.
I would love that.
I would have you take a picture of me and put it on my MySpace of me laying down next to it.
Oh, you know what? What I also forgot about. Supposedly during one of these tours, there was a girl who touched the stain. Because why not? You know, YOLO.
All right, guys, keep your hands and legs inside the ride at all times, and whatever you do, do not touch a stain.
Fuck you! And she just goes and swan dives in the garage.
She's dry humping it.
She's licking the face.
Anything for some likes.
So, supposedly for this story, I don't know if this is any factual information or not, but this is what I heard. She killed herself because she was severely haunted as well. So after she touched it, so
pretty cut and dry right there.
Happy ending. Yeah. And the last set of notes here I have, like I said earlier, you got five cemeteries. I'm just gonna go over the main
one which I found the most interesting because I'm a cherry picking piece of shit.
Is the Sims Cemetery?
It is the Sims Cemetery, yeah, which is a tongue twister. It's actually it's been listed as one of the most haunted cemeteries in the world, which, you know, pretty much just adds on to the whole Athens is a creepy fucking place. It is one of the five pentagram cemeteries, like I said. It was named after a town official, Mr. John Sims, who was the town hangsman.
He was he was like a town official.
He was a town official. Yep, he was a dick. He was a huge racist. He could not stand the local freed slaves. Most of his hangings were, of course, done to these African-American citizens. Unfortunately. You got the cemetery, and then you got right outside of the cemetery, which is his hanging tree.
They say if you go there, you can see the tree, and you can see where the rope is.
You can see the rope marks burned into the tree, pretty much from the hangings.
That's too legit to quit right there.
That's some fucking crazy shit. Near this tree is where a lot of the ghost sightings happen. You see supposedly the victims of his hangings.
Could you imagine how pissed off they are?
Oh, that's what I was getting ready to say. I would be so fucking pissed if I was a ghost hanging out by a tree.
They're one of the ones that get to heaven like, ha, I'm cool, man. I'm going back.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm fine.
Right.
I got some shit I need to handle.
I gotta fuck with some people because I was, you know...
Done wrong.
Exactly.
Would you want to be a ghost?
I would love to be a ghost.
Or would you want
to
hang out in the promised land?
You know...
Honey and milk and virgins.
What do they call it? A gap year? I would like to take a gap year and just maybe fuck with people for a year and then move on. If there is an afterlife, you know, if there is a heaven or a hell, whatever there is, I'm fucked. I mean, so...
Right. That's the thing. I think if you go to hell, you get to come back as a demon.
That's pretty cool.
That makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You go to heaven, you get to come back as like a ghost.
Who just saves people's lives.
Some Casper-style shit.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of demons, we need to summon this demon sometime. Nick pitched the idea a while ago. About us trying to go through pretty much a ritual.
To summon a demon.
To summon a demon and see if it really works.
On Facebook Live.
On Facebook Live, yes. You get to see it. You get to see our ugly faces as we do this shit.
Goat blood and chicken bones and shit.
Oh. That would be fucking cool. We'll do that at your house.
I'm an ordained minister, and I have looked into becoming someone that can perform exorcisms, and that took me about 10 minutes of literature to decide that I never want to fucking do that.
Fuck that.
Never.
Exorcisms, which hopefully is another topic we're going
to
go into.
Open yourself up to so much shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
No thanks.
Right. Exactly. But... I would definitely come back as a ghost for a little while.
So that's Athens, Ohio.
That is Athens, Ohio. For the most part, you have the cemetery there. You got the tree where it's all the victims. Oh, you know, I want to get into Mr. Sims, actually, since we mentioned him. This guy, supposedly his ghost haunts the cemetery as well. People often see a hooded figure, which is said to believe to be Mr. Sims. The coolest thing that I found out about this guy as a ghost, this fucker chases people out of the cemetery.
He carries a sickle, too.
He carries a sickle, and he'll fucking chase your ass.
Oh, God.
Get out of my cemetery, you damn kids! Get the fuck out!
And people, like, kids these days, they don't know what a sickle is. That's fucking shit right there.
Besides Mr. Sims fucking chasing your ass with a sickle... Mary Roberts is another name of a spirit that people say that they see. She was supposedly a witch. She was buried near the Sims plots.
Witches are a real thing.
Witches, yeah.
I had a girl cast a spell on me in the sixth grade.
Oh,
I'm not
God.
Getting into it right now, but
let's not mention names.
Right.
That was a dark time in history.
Yeah.
In the history of Nick.
Yes.
I think that curse is still going strong.
It is. My ass is cursed beyond all reason.
It still looks good in jeans to this day.
Right, but it's like a
as we said.
When it's not in the jeans, it looks like a hollowed out pumpkin.
It looks like a lava lamp. The shapes that lava lamps project.
Pink sock.
And that's all in all, that's pretty much it. There's a lot of fucked up shit going on in Athens.
If you wish to delve any further into Athens, there is so much more stuff out there.
So much stuff. Definitely watch The World's Most Haunted or whatever the fuck it's called. That has a lot of really cool information. You get to see a lot of bad acting from the kids that are doing the school tours and shit. Scariest places on Earth. I mean, that's what the show's called. Well, I would say that probably wraps up Athens for me. Unless you have anything else awesome you want to add.
I think we've reached our meter maid. Our cap. She's coming to run us off our parking spot.
Yeah, so get the fuck out.
I think we're going to break this up into two episodes, possibly finish it tomorrow.
Yes.
And release both of them at the same time. Or yes. Maybe you guys might get one and then one a little later. I don't know.
Give you a little tease.
We just have to see how things are treating us on the day of the Lord tomorrow.
Yeah, we kind of flapped our gums a little bit too long on this one.
That's all right. We're paid professionals.
We're working pro bono.
So, it's all right. Yeah, now we're going to do shout-outs.
We're going to do shout-outs, yes. Once again, I know we've rambled on about this, but thank you very, very much for anybody that's shared or, you know, shared any type of interest in our shit.
Facebook frowns upon you using bribery as means of getting people to share your stuff. But I felt great about it.
Absolutely.
Because we were engaging people. We're meeting new people. They're listening to our stuff.
And, you know, it kind of gives you guys like a, hey,
we care about you.
Yeah, exactly. We love you guys. Thanks for being our bros. We're going to give everybody the shout out. And this is going to continue. If you share our stuff,
you got to share it publicly.
Share it
private.
Publicly.
Yeah. If it's private, I can't see you.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, share our stuff and we'll shout you out.
And coming up top on the shout-out list is Kyle Rawson.
Thank you.
Now you go.
Oh, my turn. Okay, we're not going list by list. All right. I got first on my list, Kathy Argyle. Thank you very much.
Trula Klein.
Corey Michael.
Andrea Hanger, my cousin, my wonderful, beautiful cousin.
Oh, thank you very much. David Maynard, thank you very much.
Yeah, he shared a bunch of our stuff.
Yes, thank you, David. Thank you. You're going above and beyond. I like you.
And my former coworker, Matt Stillwell, hell of a guy. Thank you for your service in the U.S. military.
William Rawson. Rawson, I think. Rawson?
Whatever works. Zach Merritt, I think he might have left us a good review on iTunes. Which,
the best review.
Yeah, I need... If you have iTunes, get on there, leave us a 5-star review.
Please.
I will fellatio you or whatever you're into.
We will delete you if you give us below a 2. Ember Hammond from the Color Me Dead podcasts. Thanks again. Subscribe to them, please.
Amanda Adams, who I just want to say, Amanda, I'm really sorry I put food in your backpack in high school. A lot of food.
Miss Debbie Imes.
Miss Imes.
Thank you very much for being an awesome teacher.
Yeah.
You were great.
She did make an impact in my life.
Yes, I learned how to dissect a frog from her. Thank you.
Ryan Hampton. Again, thank you for your service in the U.S. military.
Fredo Rothschild.
Jordan Dahl.
Jordan Antis. That's anus with a T in the middle.
There's a giant crack in the middle of anus.
You got a cross in your anus.
Sorry. He looked like a nice guy, too. I'm sure he's dealt with this his entire life. Billy Bates.
Bates. We got Alonzo Edwards.
Billy Bates left us a really good review on iTunes as well.
Good. Thank you very much. Yep. I appreciate it.
Marcus Jones.
Ooh. Marcus Duvall.
And one of my good buddies from a very, very long time ago, Luke Hickman. Thanks, Luke.
Hey, Luke. I got Bobby DeSoto, a good friend of mine. Thank you.
Dustin Head. Hedy Murphy Wooten.
Head!
Yeah, that's my dude.
Thanks, dude.
He's just one of those guys that would just, no matter what, he would just give you the shirt off his back.
And he has a beautiful beard.
And a beautiful, exceptional beard.
I respect the beard. Erica Mikesell, thank you very much. She gave all of us potato chips in elementary, or in middle school.
That was bribery.
That was, that was bribery.
Yeah. Kelsey Chella.
Oh, Chella.
Yeah.
My lovely, lovely wife, Beverly Schmidt, thank you very much. I forced her to share it, but I'll still shout her out.
It was a rape share.
It was.
Joey Schwent, coworker. Love you, JoJo.
That's a cool last name. I like that. Mr. Scott Short, one of my good buddies. Thank you very much, good sir, for sharing our shit.
Another coworker, Steve Sturgill.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Sturgill.
Love you, Steve.
Last one I got is Mr. Matt Trimble. Thank you very much. A lovely hunk of man.
The tree person.
Yeah, he is Groot, and he is wonderful.
And I got Dave Griffith, one of the coolest guys to ever walk the earth.
Yes.
And then I have my delicious, delicious wife. Mmm. Oh, Stacy. Stacy Alexander.
Thank you very much.
Again, guys, that wraps up this part of episode 2. I think there's going to be an episode 2.5.
Oh.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you very, very much.
And come back for the Black Eyed Children. We love you very much. Thank you.